This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Hebens with us. Rich, you were talking about President Donald Trump and some of the things he's done. Please continue.
During one of the breaks, they were talking about the news, which I'm sure most of this audience already knows, has read, is that President Trump is ending the welfare-dependent immigration, saving taxpayers billions of dollars. Now, this is a really good start, and this, again, has nothing to do with skin pigmentation, has nothing to do who, what sexual orientation or what gender or what religion somebody is. It's the fact that 80% of the people are broke. This is why I talk about economic 101 stuff. This is why I dovetail them with social, political, and economic and financial rationale, is because when you connect it, it makes sense. For example, there's another article right next to that I saved. Illegal alien accused of killing Molly Tibbetts. Illegal alien claims constitutional rights violated. Illegal aliens do not have constitutional rights. And I just want to bring a little flashback from President Obama, that he said crime and poverty are not qualifiers for asylum. Now, President Trump, if we've talked about this on this show so many times, but if you don't declassify all the things that you said you would and the things that we asked for, not just the FISA, not just the names on the pedophiles with Epstein Island, the pedophile island, but all the other things that we've requested over the past several months, basically the United States is going to be in jeopardy of losing our humanity, our rule of law, our democracy, and our republic. Now, I'm going to, Vince, if it's okay, dovetail into economics to show how, mostly how broke the people are. Here is an article. It's we discussed this the other day. Old versus young, urban versus rural, home buyers versus sellers. And here's a summary here. I'm just going to mention a few things out of the summary. The quantity of new potential home buyers is decelerating to a trickle. Another point, the quantity of potential sellers is surging. And this is one of the big reasons is because of urban suburban America. 90% of people live in urban suburban America. Well, taxes and insurance has gotten so high in urban suburban America, people aren't looking at building equity as a tool of retirement or creating wealth anymore. So, next summary point. This mismatch will continue to drive the Federal Reserve to cut the federal funds rate and resultant mortgage rates to record lows. Now, they talk about 65-year-olds having the highest home ownership rate, and of course, older people are going to have more of their equities out of debt, even though 78% of the folks 65 and older don't even own their homes outright. Or, pardon me, 78% do own their homes outright. But they talked about how rural areas and urban-suburban areas are different. Well, for young people who are moving to urban-suburban areas, you're making it tougher on yourself because just like Vince just said, I'm not saying that everybody needs to live off-grid. I'm not saying everybody needs to live rural. I'm not saying everybody needs to do anything. I'm just saying that there's a definite there's a perspective out there that people think that in our economy, going urban or suburban is going to give them better opportunities. But when you look at the cost shifting, when you look at the cost in general, when you look at the debt loads, when you look at the crime, you have to start thinking outside the box. You know, millennials, I read all the time how they brag about their technology skill, but yet they don't want to live off-grid, which is a solar array is technology. You know, in Montana is the number one state for telecommuting. I'm not telling you to move to Montana. I'm telling you to move where your interests and hobbies are. I'm going to go through a few articles right now that it's relevant to the context of my message, and that is, could a debt jubilee really work? Well, I don't know how a debt jubilee is really going to work, because of the fact that it's just going to reward all the malinvestment done by the elite. Okay? It's going to basically, if we give a jubilee, the super wealthy, the super people with the highest net worth are going to get most of their debts forgiven, and it's not going to really help little people in ratio. Now, going back to one last thing I wanted to mention about the illegal immigration thing, you know, you have the Democrats talking about free health care. I want to remind everyone about the millions of Americans who went through medical bankruptcy. Now, that's why the opposition wants things like red flag laws. They want to avoid due process. And when you really connect the dots, everything is being done for the aristocracy to maintain and manage the people, to maintain control of the money and the people. Now, I want to mention a few articles here. Entire Swiss curve goes sub-zero. Global negative yield debt spikes to record high. Next article. Easy money extreme. Some Swiss banks pay their clients to borrow. Next article. Entire German curve drops below zero for the first time ever. Next article. Mortgage rates drop to zero in Denmark. Borrow money for free. Next article. This is about the U.S. Bankruptcy filings rising. So we have bankruptcy, delinquencies, going defaults going through the roof in America. And it's pretty obvious, and I've talked about this so many times, we can't raise the rates. When 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck, we can't raise rates in America because everything is going to crash. Stocks, bonds, housing, retail and commercial, done. We can't even afford to pay the interest on our debt as things stand here. Just revenues through taxes, we're not even paying 100% of our debt. Okay, and I'm not even talking about principal. So what do we do? You know, I'm not saying negative interest rates are the perfect answer. I'm saying if we're going there, because if you look at Europe, you look at Japan, you know, everybody's heading towards negative interest rates, okay? Now, I'm not saying we can't have limitations like means testing and extending the mortgages out and all the things that I've talked about, but we need to protect the little people, because if 80% of people live in paycheck to paycheck, we have to limit debt. Debt is a huge, huge problem in America. And, you know, I'm reading about all these business models in corporate America. They're not little guy friendly. All these companies are merging in order to get bigger. Big tech, banking, even gold companies, food companies, hedge funds. I'm reading about people who are thinking about starting a hedge fund or certain companies so the American people, a.k.a. the government, can bail them out. I'm reading about all these people refinancing their house so they can get cash-out refinancing, which is up to like 40%. And they're not refinancing for home improvement, which was home equity loans were designed to do. They're using their household as an ATM. And they're just saying, well, things are not going to get better, so we might as well have a good time now. They're buying autos that they can't afford. They're going on vacation. They're buying wants and not needs. And the shadow banks, like the Quicken Loans of the world, are basically selling this equity to the people because they think the people are eventually going to default and the shadow banks are going to get their home for pennies on the dollar, which if they keep doing that, it's going to happen. So what this ATM shadow banking industry is doing is creating households and families in the zombie category. We already have $14 trillion of debt. And, you know, people are saying, well, we only have 2% economic growth. That's one of the reasons why we can't increase our interest rates. When you look at the fact that 55% approximately, it depends on who you read, of the population, 25 to 54-year-olds, that's the main working population, 25 to 54-year-olds, only 55% of that population is working. And that's even if you include part-time and the gig economy. So we have to start thinking differently because, you know, you look at the S&P 500 and the large cap stocks. I have an article right here that talks about small cap stocks are badly lagging the S&P. Should we be worried? Well, we should be worried because large cap stocks are only up because of stock buybacks. I've read of some companies up to 80%. That's record stock buybacks this year and last year. So that's not a business model. Okay, well, we've talked about how this is basically welfare for the rich. Money out of thin air for QE, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks. We've talked about this in great, great detail. So the small companies who can't compete against these big corporate oligarchies in a fascist system that Donald Trump inherited, what are they going to do? They can't afford to get the opportunities with all the tax write-offs and the lobbyists and the special interests. And this is why the small caps and the emerging markets are not doing well, because we've created a system where the big guys are protected and the big guys are emerging, and they're not doing things in a – and this is worldwide, by the way, but they're not doing things in a legitimate business-like manner. And when you look at look around the world – you know, China, three banks in China just went down and got nationalized. Again, Japan and Europe they have so many negative bonds. And the U.S. Treasury is looking good because we're lagging behind in that. And the big money is coming to the U.S. and they're seeking safety right now. And that's why they're buying U.S. Treasuries, which is good for us. But the economic climate change, well, when you look at the economy in general, okay, you look at taxes, you look at sciences for sale, you look at the climate change issues. Everything in every category is fixed, it's rigged, it's lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. Everything is about the powers that be. They start with a final conclusion of what we the people should believe and how we should act and what we should say and not say. Then they manufacture the narrative, and then they buy and blackmail the people off. And these young people are not going to be saved by some app. So, Vince, I'm going to finish this after the break, if you don't mind, and put a few things in perspective.
Very good. Rich Even, offgridmontana.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Siemens with us, offgridmontana.com. You can get his book on amazon.com. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana on Amazon. Rich, please continue. We've got Margaret on hold, so I'm going to put her on as soon as you're done tying these points together.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just want to touch on, before I continue what I was saying, I know I've mentioned negative interest rates only because if we're going to go there, and I've been saying this, Vince, we've been talking about this for years, privately and publicly, and as you know, that, you know, it looked like we were heading there, and we've discussed this. And I'm just saying, if we're going to go to a negative interest rate, now, is it good for savers? Heck no. But if 80% of the public is in debt up to their eyeballs, and bankruptcies and defaults and delinquencies are shooting through the roof, if we can save a good portion of those people, and then if it goes into negative interest rates, keep in mind, even if the long end, let's say the 30-year bond goes to zero, okay, and they say, well, we're going to take the 10-year and make that the new 30-year regarding home mortgages, so people can take their time and pay back their mortgage with more time. Okay, let's just say, I'm shooting from the hip, because nothing makes sense. I guarantee you nobody in their economic book read about quantitative easing and Operation Twist and fractional reserve lending, which used to be 10 to 1. Who the heck knows what it is now? How about stock buybacks? Was that in your economic books? That used to be illegal. So everything is in, we're in uncharted territory. I'm just saying if we go to, even if we go to zero, a person's mortgage is still going to be 2% because of the fact that there's going to be fees, there's going to be points, there's going to be this, there's going to be all this stuff that the bank or the lender is going to charge. So if we go into deep into negatives, which is very possible from what I'm reading, and when you see what's happened in Japan and Europe, you know, the corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, Keynesian economics, group identity politics, and, of course, demographics. Young people aren't having kids. And more importantly, the older people are retiring, the World War II generation. I even know Generation Xers who are now retiring. So when you look at demographics in general, old people or people, the peak spending years is between 45 and 47 in America. So that being said, as we have 10,000 people per week going into their 60s and retirement age, we're not going to have the spending because of demographics. So that being said, we have to read between the lines because the powers that be are finding it at this point in time in history, they're finding it way easier to manipulate the people than inform them. And they're literally picking winners and losers. Let me just give you an example of some creative accounting. And it's not even that creative, but just to show you what's happening here. Like, when you look at Apple trading around $200, it's almost double the value of trading that it was in 2015. But yet Apple earnings were about the same value, approximately $53 billion, as they are today. So investors are paying almost double the share price for a company that hasn't grown earnings in 4 years. So we have to remember that when it comes to purchasing and consuming, okay, the U.S., with their unit of measures and calculations like GDP, we rely on 70% consumption for so-called GDP growth. And as you know, I feel that's an illegitimate measure. I think all of our measures right now, because of what we're doing and our debt situation, is illegitimate for happiness for the bottom 93% of people. But right now, people are so broke that they're buying payments. They're not buying autos. They're not buying houses. They're buying payments. So we have to rely on 70% consumption for so-called growth. And if 80% of the consumers are living paycheck to paycheck, what do? This is why I overdo talking about interest rates. But interest rates were a function of economic growth, wages, and inflation. Now, wages have upticked a little bit lately, not much. Economic growth is mostly creative accounting and inflation. We basically imported deflation and exported inflation. And the inflation we have, which is still relevant, is because of the subsidies, the favoritism, the corrupt monetary policies, the fascist protection of the big oligarchies, and not allowing competition to these people. That is what's creating inflation in a lot of the areas. Just look at college loans. College loans, remember in 2009, which I don't think Maxine Waters knew about when she was asked this question, if we all recall, the government took over student loans. Well, what happened? They started to falsely manufacture the perception. They said, everybody deserves college. It's everybody's dream. It's not everybody's dream. It's not for everybody. And 90% of the college degrees are totally worthless. So what happened when people started going to colleges? Rates went up. Well, now what happens if 90% of the degrees are worthless? If rates go up, how are these young people going to pay those college loans back? Basically, what they're doing is deferring time leverage because of those loans, so they have to be a renter before so they're wasting time for building equity and putting money into principal. So the time leverage, as a young person, they're really missing out on. And this is why we have to go back to a lot of these definitions. These definitions, you know, economics is now propaganda. It's not math anymore. I mean, what do earnings mean? What does prices mean? What does leverage mean? Fair value, fundamentals, markets, free markets, liquidity, solvency. inflation, deflation, GDP, credit, debt, core businesses of corporations, supply and demand, velocity of money. You know, we've not only gotten away from core business, we've gotten away from reality. When you go away from reality and you manufacture perception, you can't have commerce. And that's what's happening. Trump inherited this. That's why he's doing this tariff thing, because he wants to bring manufacturing back. He wants to penalize companies for being abroad. Who knows if this is going to work? But he inherited a disaster. And I'm just saying, if we're going to be going, Vince, you've heard me talk about this for years now. If we're going to be going into negative rates, can we please help the little people and give a light at the end of the tunnel program, eliminate interest? And if we get deep into negative, literally, instead of saving the banks all the time, instead of saving Wall Street all the time, instead of saving the wealthiest people like Warren Buffett with bailouts and all these other companies, insurance companies, solar companies, this company, that company, auto companies, can we please give a little QE to the people? If we go to negative interest rates, let's say we're at negative 3% on the long end of the yield, and everybody's borrowing on the long end so they have more time to pay it off. Keep in mind, for all of you who are saying this isn't free markets, this isn't supply and demand, this isn't capitalism, we haven't had this for years. Please look in your economic books and look up quantitative easing for me. Please look at stock buybacks. I've given so many examples over the years of all the corruption, the group identity politics, and now that we're being inundated with robotics and automation and censorship and surveillance with AI, the people are losing. The people are losing. So I'm just saying, if we go into negative rates, I feel equities, I feel especially home ownership will increase. Now, we have to do it in a way where people have to pay back their existing loans first. But if they get money back at the end of that fiscal year, let's say we're in 3% negative on the long end, and people are buying on the long end, so they have more time to pay back their loans, okay? Negative interest rates are a fee. They're not good. They're not good for savers. But for the little guy, and we have to have the fees and the penalties should only be for people of high net worth. The people are going to have to decide who pays those fees. If you have under $1 million net worth, I'm shooting from the hip here. Okay, you should not have to, and that's the means testing part of it. You should not have to pay those fees. But all these people who call themselves philanthropists, well, we should have laws of excess. What they're doing is they're putting that excess net worth into buying treason and sedition and espionage and pedophilia. I don't give a damn who has sex with anybody. I don't give a damn as long as it's adult mutual consensual sex. That's not asking much. Just a few words, adult mutual consensual sex. You know, when a little kid goes through this, they stand no chance of a normal life, none. So anyway, pardon my digression there. If we dismantle central banks, dismantle debt-based currency, we need to audit the Fed. All this talk about class envy is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard, because the wealthy are funding both sides of the wars. They're funding NGOs. They're funding geoengineering. They're funding everything that makes us sick. And speaking of sick, GDP, 20 to 25% of GDP is about people being sick, going to hospitals, going to doctors, paying prescription drugs. That's not benevolent. The problem is the little people doesn't get the microphone. And the bigger problem than that is the little people has no representation. The little people has no restitution under the law, no rights under the law. And that's why the powers that be are dividing us with skin pigmentation, with gender, with sexual orientation. We have to draw our own line in the sand, and we have to start sticking together and holding our own narrative, meme, talking point, and theme party. We can't allow the powers that be to sway public opinion, especially through division. Divide and conquer strategies don't work. When you insult people for their and say that they can't compete, that their work is suboptimal, like Ilhan Omar did a few weeks ago, saying that Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. Tell me how that's not division. It insults someone's work ethic, ability, and intelligence. It degrades and disrespects the people. You never empower a group, an individual, or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Everything is made to make you be submissive, to break your will, to keep your mouth shut. We can't allow that, because then freedom, liberty, everything, principle, opportunity, everything will go. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for opportunity and jobs, you destroy America. You're rewarding mediocrity. You're eliminating anybody who's in a certain group to have ingenuity, productivity, and innovation and knowledge. We can't allow these politically correct buzzwords like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorists to be touted by the mainstream media and the powers that be who are bought and paid for, who are funded by the elite to use these words every second of the day. These words don't even mean anything anymore. We have unsustainable headwinds in this economy. Our future rates of growth is looking bleak. I'm just hoping that we can stay out of a recession, at least with today's numbers and unit of measures and calculations, before the November election. I think that President Trump is trying to get through there to change the economic system. And I've spent hours on the air talking about central bank corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, group identity politics, and demographics. I've talked about how the game is rigged till I'm blue in the face. And when you look at the numbers, folks, the little guy's losing ground. The bottom 93% is giving up. That's why you have units of measure going through the roof. The despair is going through the roof. Drug use, alcoholism, obesity. I mean, people, Vince, I've got articles here. I should just touch on the, and I know Margaret's waiting, so I'm going to save those for another day probably. But there's articles here that you wouldn't even believe we're living in the United States of America. It sounds like a Twilight Zone episode. And, We need to get back to normalcy, not normalcy bias, but we just need to raise the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, not based on what group you're in, but based on standards, based on fair value, based on free markets and supply and demand. Because people don't even know where to invest. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do for an occupation. People are afraid to say anything because of political correctness. So, that being said, thank you all for listening to my rant.
Rich,
and
you
we'll
did,
go into
you did something.
Articles
you,
at a different time. But
Rich,
Margaret,
you did something.
If you're on the phone, please feel free to chime in.
Margaret had to go, but she left her phone number for me.
Okay.
But, Rich, you did something that has never been done before. I think our engineer was so engrossed with what you're saying, he eliminated the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements, and you went right through it. Never happened before.
Well, I'll have to send him a check.
Now, I've got a couple comments about what you said. I'd like to tie it together. During hour number one, the topic of Donald Trump's tax return was mentioned. You mentioned that, I believe. And I believe that you were saying to the effect that, you know, if you have the tax information, you can see the business relationships of the person who filed the tax return. You can figure out where money came in and where money came out. You can follow the money trail. Well, that's absolutely true. And I think you're absolutely right. So The other team wants to know, who are our associates? And how can they find out? It's easy. So who looks at your Facebook account? Who? Who chimes in? Who posts? What do you have to say? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? That's on Facebook. Then there's Alignable. You know, who are your business associates? Who wants to be associated with you through Alignable? Another social media networking platform, company. And then there's LinkedIn. Who else do you associate with? So if you look at Facebook, Alignable, and LinkedIn, just to name three, there's a great amount of information as to who your associates are, what you do, where you spend your time, who your commerce involves. Okay? Now, there's a, to further tie this together, now, of course, I don't have Facebook, and I'm really trying to dump Alignable, and it's hard to shut those guys down. They won't let me go. So, I have to spend more time to figure out how to get rid of them. And Skype. Now, I did dump my Skype account where I can make phone calls. I did that. And that was hard. I had to look up, how do you get rid of Skype? It's hard. But I did it. And I'm talking about the Skype to phone account. The $2.99 plus tax per month account. Well, that's now gone. So, about how free are we with our information? Canadian Broadcasting Company did a special report. And I paid attention to this report. So they created a special app for smartphones. And it was, you can get your daily horoscope for free. So they created this app. And then they had this gal on the street. And she was saying, hey, you can sign up for this app. And all you have to do is download it, and the terms and conditions are right there. And all these really bright millennials were looking at it, and they were reading through the terms and conditions. And she, the person on camera for Marketplace, the Canadian Broadcasting Company Marketplace, was saying to them, you're reading through, oh, yeah, I can read, I can speed read, I'm reading through the terms and conditions. So you can... All these terms and conditions, oh, yeah, I'm reading through them. It's good. So they click OK, and now they've got the app. And in the terms and conditions, it says, we have the right, now I'm paraphrasing, to access your contacts, your pictures, your text, your tweets, your emails, your voice, your video, and we can listen in on your microphone. Click OK. And they all clicked OK. And then they were horrified to find out to what they agreed. They agreed to let this app. So what they did what we did in their way. We did a broadcast, several of them, actually three of them, and we called it doublespeak. We literally spent hours on the radio speaking absolute nonsense. And they were some of our highest ranked broadcasts. Doublespeak. Pure scientific nonsense. Not even sentences that made sense, but they sounded real. And with Rick Miller, people loved it. They loved our nonsense. So we did it that way, and the Canadian Broadcasting Company did a special report on people aren't paying attention. Exactly what we did. We did it by doublespeak, saying people aren't paying attention, and we proved it. And they did it too, and they proved it, because people don't read the terms and conditions. So, to put the exclamation point on what you said, Rich Sheepin, is Facebook, Alignable, LinkedIn, all of those social media platforms and more, and these apps are spying on you, and you're letting them. And what do they want to know? They want to know who you associate with. Who are your contacts? What do you have in common? And if they want to audit you and give this information to the IRS, the ABC, the DEFG, HIJK, LMNOP, those guys, they've got it. And where'd they get it? You gave it to them. And you said they can share it. And they do. So you've opened up your lives. Dump Facebook, Alignable, LinkedIn, and all the rest of it. Dump it. You do not need it. Why would you do that? Why would you give that information to people whom you don't know, who can use it against you? Why? Makes no sense to me.
Hey, Vince, I got to chime in here. You know, you look at even the divorce rates skyrocketing in America for people 50 and over. You don't think that the powers that be are trying to create division? They need distractions, okay? I'm reading articles where up to 25% of millennials are lonely. I don't think I've ever had a lonely day in my life with the chores, with the hunting and fishing, with living off-grid, with nature. If you don't want to be lonely, folks, live off-grid, write a book. I guarantee you, you're not going to be lonely because people are going to be knocking down your door trying to glean information from you. But if you live in nature, you live in the natural world, if you read, if you research, if you help others, the people who don't are the people more susceptible to gossip, to rumors, to putting down other people to justify their lives. And if you stand for principle, and pardon my repetition on this, but there's three criteria, very simple. First of all, the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second criteria is truth. And the third is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. And then that's when we implement practice with your preach laws. Because most of these people are not practicing what they preach. Listen, I try hard not to judge others. I try hard not to, I don't care. If someone wants to do things behind closed doors, as long as it's not violence against other people, go for it, okay? If you want to ruin your life, you go for it, okay? If you want to, if you're an adventure junkie or an adrenaline junkie, you know, and you want to, you know, parachute off tall buildings, go for it. But don't shove your lifestyle down other people's throats and make them do the same thing that you're doing. And it's just that simple. Well, folks, we'll be back right after the break.
Yeah.
Looks like we couldn't talk to the engineer to cancel him his break.
Yeah, well, he's going to make us take this one. But I've got a comment about what you said about gossip. You're absolutely right on the money. Rich Even, and I will be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Chicken's with us, offgridmontana.com, and you can buy his book on Amazon. And the book is called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Chicken, when I worked for industry, and when I worked for the manufacturing industry as well as banking, I remember walking down hallways, being in elevators with coworkers, and even at lunch. And we talked about making better what we were doing. We talked shop all the time. We talked shop about how to make the customer's experience better, how to make our programs better, how to make our offerings better, what we could do as a department, and how we could work better with other departments. It was always doing a better job at what we did. But I've been in government buildings where I've just been in an elevator, and I hear other government workers talking to each other, and I'm talking about local, county, city-type government employees, and they don't talk about that. They talk about who's got the best donuts. They talk about where to get the hamburgers, and they talk about each other. That's what they talk about, little petty stuff, gossip, gossip, gossip. It's absolutely the truth of the matter, and that's... And you can find it out for yourself, class. Just pay attention when you go in those government buildings. You can tell who they are. They dress differently. They act differently. And they talk about petty things. Robert in Kansas, welcome. You're on with Rich Chicken.
Thank you, Vincent. I think if we made money gold again, that it would really fix a lot of things. I do have a question for Rich Chicken, and that would be, Rich, have you ever looked into the flat earth theory?
When you say that, give me a little more information of context, because I'm just assuming that you're saying if you're part of that flat earth club that the earth is flat and not round. Is that your message?
Well, I was just curious because people are saying that it is flat, and then when you go out and you do the research on a 25,000-mile circumference earth, you don't really get the results that you would expect. And so I was wondering up there in Montana, in a beautiful place you're in, if you've ever looked into that idea or thought that, you know, obviously the initial reaction is to think these people are crazy. But have you ever looked into that, Rich? Because it does, when you do look into it, it doesn't seem to, conform to what you're taught in school, let's say.
Well, until you look into things like the rule of laws of gravity, when you look at the fact that you can only see 20 miles out in the sea because the Earth is round. When you look at the rotation, when you look at the solar system, the galaxies and the stars moving, I think there's plenty of evidence, especially from satellites in space, that shows that we're obviously a round Earth, as all the planets in our solar system. However, there may be more context about the flat Earth theory in relevant to certain debates and information that that's not going to do certain people much good. So that's why when I say the term context, I always like to find out, because, you know, one thing, Robert, whether it be an answer or a question, the context of it can be changed sometimes in one word, in one sentence. And it all depends on what the end result is and what the conclusion is. Like I mentioned earlier, the powers that be often want to create a conclusion, and then they manufacture the narrative around it. So I don't know what else to say besides what I did say just now.
I've got a question. So we all know that a sphere is the strongest shape known to man. So if the Earth were flat, wouldn't it crack? Robert?
Oh, Vincent, I don't know anything. I just know that the moon landing is very suspect. You know, 50 years later, there would be something up there. There would be a military base or a mining operation or something up there. Maybe even tourism at this point, if we had actually landed on the moon. I'm a military guy. I'm a warfare guy. And they talk about a position to have, right, up on the moon. And so I know that there would be something up there if you could land on the moon. And I figure if these people are lying about that, they're probably lying about a lot of other things. And I just did my own research. I got a telescope. I got a nice camera that zooms in. And I tell you what, 20 miles is nothing. You can see 60, 100 miles. You can see lighthouses from 300 miles away. There are situations where it is impossible that you are actually on the spherical Earth that they tell us we're on. But, you know, at the same time, it's probably the most threatening sort of thing you can say to somebody in terms of what their psyche has developed around, because, you know, we're taught the things we're taught, and if you start going outside of that and you say that space is different and the Earth is different and all that stuff, people become very upset. So I don't mean to do that, but it's just something to look into, Rich, because it just doesn't go away when you look into it.
Robert, just one quick comment. If the Earth were flat, we wouldn't need to have tall towers for transmission, because the tall towers overcome the curvature of the Earth. It's as simple as that, because many radio waves only travel in a straight line. And if the Earth were flat, we wouldn't need radio transmission or television transmission towers. Robert in Kansas, thank you so much for being with us. Rich Sheeben, thank you so much for being with us. And class, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.